Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys morning show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys morning show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
Once again, proving my point that the scariest horror movie music theme songs are with orchestras.
Yeah, strings, man. Strings are the scariest sounding instrument.
They're doing this on a fiddle.
Nothing can sound more frightening than strings. It's what they had in Psycho. It's what they did for Friday the 13th.
Friday. Yes.
And various others, a bunch of them.
It's Halloween week. Good morning to everybody. 4 days to Halloween.
Yeah.
Halloween.
This was Psycho first. Because that part was in a Busta Rhymes song.
Yeah, it was.
It really was.
He sampled Psycho.
I'll be damned.
He's going to start rapping real fast in just a minute.
I don't remember the song, but I know he's got the song that samples the Psycho suite.
Give me some more.
Yeah.
Where the weed at? I know y'all blanks need that.
He also had a kung fu fight with Michael Myers one time.
Have you seen Busta Rhymes lately?
Oh, he's fat.
Oh, well, that's a nice way to put it.
Wait, I did see something about him. I thought he'd been losing weight again, like getting back in shape. He's fit again now. He was fat, but he got buff again.
COVID helped him to get in shape.
I guess.
That's the opposite for everybody else.
It was a boat.
He's about to be bust the ass out of these pants.
You're
eating a lot. How are we sounding?
Yeah.
Is it better?
There's a bunch of texts saying we sound pretty bad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Give me some more. Yes, Halloween week. We got a bunch of good things planned for the rest of the week, and I will tell you that today, just after this show, Jimmy, Jack, Jackie, and I will be stepping into the After Hours studio, and we'll be taping episode 12 of After Hours with the Rise Guys. This week, the Mill Hill Halloween special.
Yep.
The Mill Hill Halloween special.
We're not excited for it, too.
Not just for Poe Mill. Can be, you know, Taylor's Mill, any mill.
Yeah.
Any mill hill. Paper mills? Nah. Spray first.
We didn't forget about you, Georgetown, South Carolina.
Right. So that'll go up tomorrow, just making you aware that will be taped today. All right. It's time for Truth and Consequences. We have a guy here. I told you that it involves friends. And I told you that it involves a situation that you either maybe fantasize about or you've had, and maybe it didn't work out great, or maybe it was the greatest thing ever. I've heard more horror stories about these situations than I've had. Oh, yeah, that was the coolest thing ever.
Huh.
I really have. And I've seen it in movies, too.
Yeah.
Oh, back before you could adjust your steering wheel. I don't want to say too much.
Oh, goodness. I can only imagine.
Back before it's tilt like, steering wheels?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like me giving a movie review.
Yeah.
All right. You have to tell me. I should have asked you before we went on the air, but you know the way we work. We all call it in the ring. Can we say his name? Yes?
Yeah. I mean, okay. Do what you want. You do anyway.
No, I don't do it. That's why I asked, you son of a gun.
That boy always says that. Can we say his name? I'll do what you want. Do what you do anyway.
Going to anyway. All right.
He inherited some Southern mama jeans.
He got him at Hammer.
Yeah, really high waisted, but it's elastic, so it's comfy.
Southern mom jeans. Nice. Let's talk to Patrick then. Patrick, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. Hey, thanks for answering the email. Appreciate it. Good to be on.
Well, Fat Boy can take credit for that. Fat Boy responded to you. I do not. Yeah,
thanks, Fat Boy.
Yeah, whatever.
You're going to email anyway. He cannot take a compliment. No. He won't say goodbye either. I noticed that the other day.
He will not say goodbye.
I kept saying goodbye, and he just sat there. He's like, all right, man. I was like, goodbye, Fat Boy. All right, man.
Watch the door.
All right, man.
He hates greetings and goodbyes.
And
I love you.
Yes. He hates both of those.
All three, man.
So I'm glad that you got some good sea service from Fat Boy with the email.
That's a rare thing.
He really is. So tell us, we know it involves a friend of yours and a fantasy type situation for some. Go ahead.
Fantasy for some, maybe not for me. So basically I caught my buddy Jake doing something pretty stupid, and it's accidentally on video. And I wanted to call him out, with you guys on the air. And I also want to thank him for being kind of considerate at the same time.
You want to bust his balls. You want to call him out on the radio. But then you also want to couple it with, I also want to thank you for being considerate.
Yeah, yeah.
Lord.
I know
he went to
crazy.
The My Mama school of of compliments and conversations. It's good seeing you. Wish you'd trim that beard, though.
Nice.
Oh, you look good, except you look like hell.
It's so good to see you here at my house. It'd be better to see you in the Lord's house, sitting beside me on the pew.
Look like Castro.
Yeah. From what I understand, this all started less than even a month ago. Am I right?
Yeah, it was like 3 weeks ago.
Okay. Paint the picture for us. What
happened? So I took my girlfriend up to Gatlinburg because she's never been. Mm-hmm. And it's like the Myrtle Beach in the mountains.
Yes, it
right?
is.
She loved it.
It really is. Everything you can get there for some reason in the mountains, you can still get saltwater taffy.
Yeah, you can.
It is the weirdest thing. You can get moonshine at the beach. It's the same place.
They have all the same attractions, all the same places to go, all the same things to do.
Yep, same thing. So good. You had a good time there.
Oh, man, it was great. She loved it, too. She loved it. I've been there a couple of times, but she really loved it. So I got my buddy to, watch the house. We got a cat, just feed the cat, check the mail. Mm-hmm. And, that was just basically him helping us out.
Right.
To give you kind of the gist here is that, I have a pretty cool car. I'm going to admit it. And, it's actually so badass.
I'm almost ashamed. I'll admit it. I have a cool car.
He says almost ashamed of how cool his car is.
I hate to say this, but my car is kind of cool, guys.
Almost ashamed of it.
Not trying to shame you of your minivan or anything. What do you have?
I've got a 79 Trans Am.
Really?
Oh, wow. You the bandit.
Is there a gold eagle on the hood? Oh, my Lord. Really? Did we lose?
Sounds like he's gone.
His line's there.
Oh, no.
His line, it went silent, though.
Oh, no.
Might need to call him
Smokey
back.
Smokey got him.
Yeah. All the line noise just went away.
Maybe the engineers, while trying to fix the sound of the radio, disconnected the phone lines.
Yeah, on the bright side, the printer worked good today.
Does it? The toner's back.
Yeah. Hmm. Seemed to print well throughout the entirety of our papers.
Why was it easier to do radio in 2003?
I don't know, man.
Before 5G, before Wi-Fi, before a wireless connection, we could go on the radio, we could talk. If I wanted to stop talking, I could hit my mic off. If I was even talking and coughed, I could say, hold on, I got to cough. Yeah. Now I'm back. But now in 2020, it's another sign. Why do we expect anything this year to work? Why? Why would you? You should pleasantly be surprised when you get in your car and it starts. You should be pleasantly surprised when you flip the switch and the light comes on. You should just expect the worst. Patrick, I'm sorry. We are trying to be a professional broadcasting team today, but it's tough. World's against us.
Hey, no worries. I'm glad to be back. You hear me? You hear me okay, right?
Yes. We were just talking about your cool car, the fact that it sounds like it's Smokey and the Bandit Trans Am.
Yeah.
It is. But now here's the thing. I had to sell my truck, and now I'm basically driving a 99 Ford Ranger, okay? So, you know, it's not like I got a lot of money going on over here, but I'm so thankful. My buddy, my dad's best friend, was getting too old, and he sold it to me for a really good price. So I'm super, super thankful for the Bandit.
Like the Bandit plays a part in this story, huh?
So it's not your daily drive. I hate to say it.
That's the Ranger.
It's not my daily driver.
Yeah,
you know how people say that?
The 99 Ranger. I hope it's a Ranger Splash.
Yeah. He's, you know, we're not all Inarios where we can, oh, I'll take the Duesenberg in today. I'll take in the Jeep, or I'll take in the, he has a Hummer limo now,
he
Rob
does. He does. He just drives it himself.
Yeah, the new GMC Hummer limo he has. So it's worth it. I would imagine. I'd love to have a photo opportunity with your vehicle. How does this all involve your buddy and the fact you were in Gatlinburg and he's taking care of your cat?
So, you know, yeah, he's got my keys, taking care of the cat, the mail. That's all he's supposed to do. But, you know, I get home and, I mean, you know, this, you know, the Bandit's in the garage. You know, it's super clean. I know that thing, you know, I park it in a very specific way. And I could just tell that it had been moved, you know, and you just, you can feel it, and it's, you know, and I checked the odometer, and it had 60 extra miles on it, you know, but now I will say, he did put gas in it, okay, so I'm going to give him credit for that. There's the positive side to it.
Yeah, replenish the gas. Actually, you should put more gas in to pay for the use.
This sounds like a combination already of Ferris Bueller meets the dad from License to Drive with Corey Haim. It looks like it's missing or it's moved or something's different about it.
So, did anything bad happen? Like, you know, does
get a ticket?
Okay? You get pulled over? Yeah, that's a good one.
Well, I mean, no, nothing. I mean, you know, no, shoot, if he got pulled in my car, I mean, I'd be pretty pissed. I mean, if he actually damaged it, I mean, you know, he'd probably go missing.
Uh-oh.
It's nothing like that. No, no, no. It's
new
nothing
season
like that,
of Unsolved Mysteries.
Just taking a joyride, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what did he are you just calling to bust his balls and say, hey, look, I know that you drove the Bandit. And by the way, do you always call it the Bandit, or is that just playing into us, you know, saying it was Smokey and the Bandit?
79 Trans Am.
Well, I mean, I think you kind of have to. Yeah, I mean, I'm playing in with you guys, but you do kind of have to call it the Bandit.
I wonder if all the hospital truck drivers, ambulances, I wonder if they all call those the Ecto.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm getting an Ecto 1. We got a cardiac arrest in Taylor's.
Especially if it's one of those old ones where it could be a hearse or an ambulance, depending on what color you paint it.
The cool, like, like bat wings going upside. Those are awesome.
Yeah.
Well,
what else did this guy do? I mean, we know he did something else.
Thing? Did he have a dash cam?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. So remember, that's what I said in the email. So that it's actually on video. So I have a dash cam in the Trans Am, but it's actually a dual dash. So it videos the outside, but it also videos the inside of the car too. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Why do you? Are you a YouTuber or something? What's the need to have?
Well, I mean, I do some posts on YouTube, you know, just like random stuff. I mean, but it was just like when I bought it, it was like a dual. I was like, yeah, why not? Why not get a dual, right? Too.
A dual dash cam seems like it'd be beneficial, you know, if there's an accident and somebody says you were, oh, he was asleep, he was texting and driving, and then you got video. If a cop pulled you over and said you're texting and driving,
no,
but you aren't.
Yeah,
exactly. You have evidence that you were not doing anything. 10-2, man.
All right. So that makes sense. So what's the you said there's a good part, you know.
Well,
what's the good
so
part?
So it's obviously we can agree that the 79 is pretty sexy, right? So what I have on the camera is that his wife went with him, and, you know, they went on a ride, and you can pretty much fill in the blanks where this is going to go from here.
Uh-oh.
Really?
Yeah.
What'd y'all do? Did you get chased by a cop and his son? Trying to marry the girl in the car with him
from Texas to Atlanta.
Well, what happened? Soak and poke?
Yeah, or did they just do the part where Bandit hangs his cowboy hat on the antenna?
Wait a minute, it's not soak and poke. It's
poke and chew. Wait, choke
and puke.
Choke and puke. Not
choke and puke. Poke and soak is what you do when you have sex in a hot tub.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Soaking toad.
Choking toad. Yeah, that's the one.
Ew.
Well,
so they had sex in the
camera,
car. They had sex in the.
Well,
bandit.
the camera turns on automatically when the car is in motion.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you have to physically turn it on. So, you know, and it's interesting too. So, like, this is the part where I got to give them credit. Is that when I first watched the video back after I realized that something was up and that he had drove the car,
yeah.
I couldn't actually figure out why he put a towel down in the seat before he got in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, at least he's being considerate about that. Jesus.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to stay in the seat.
The story was right here, right? And my grasp of it was over here, and I had a different picture painted. But when you just threw that in there about the towel.
Yeah.
Because when I think of sex in a car, I never think of that position.
Well, he
never do.
He did
I think
say
it's the other.
It the camera turns on when the car is in motion.
That can mean that bouncing?
No, that means when the car is rolling. So that would limit what you can be doing.
See, once again, I'm missing
it. I was playing charades.
Lasso the joke for me or the story. Okay, so it was. So they were doing it going down the road.
Oh,
see,
my.
When Fatboy gives us a little glimpse of this and he says it's a fantasy thing, and I thought the fantasy was owning the car, and then the thing that it was embarrassing is like, he took your car out and didn't say anything.
Yeah.
He had sex with his wife in your car.
Yeah, he did.
But he's considerate.
Yeah.
He's a considerate friend.
Sexy in the bandit.
Mm-hmm.
How's she look? I'm kidding. Don't answer that. That's an awful thing to ask.
The
car okay is what I was asking.
Yeah.
No, the bandit's
the car. I mean, you know, besides being violated, you know,
okay.
The car's okay. There's no harm done to the car. No physical harm.
No. Have you ran a DNA light through there? Listen.
God, no.
Well, so what are you going to, call him? And is this a ball-busting kind of thing? Or is this a, don't you dare ever do that again? This is the last time
I'll ask you to take
care of my house.
I want to bust his balls. Absolutely. I want to bust his balls with all of you guys live on the air. I mean, that's the biggest thing right now. He's going to think that I'm totally pissed at him. I mean, I am, but I'm not. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, he's never going to drive that car ever again. I mean, that's a given.
Yeah.
But, and you know, I'm not going to trust him. I mean, you know, that was a violation of trust, taking that out. You know, I mean,
no matter what the vehicle is, you cannot take somebody's vehicle without telling them. And the fact that they screwed in your car.
That's awful.
I was trying. I mean, that's sick. I would be pissed. I would be pissed if my friend came over and took my car for a joyride and also did it in it.
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
Just think if Niner Fatboy did that to your car.
Well, you don't have to worry about that with us.
No, they would not.
I don't think Fatboy knows where Matt lives.
I frequently move, so I don't tell him.
And there's not enough room for us and the steering wheel and another person.
Right.
That's true.
Okay. All right. I think. Uh-oh. See, that's what I'm imagining. I would always think that there was, if I had sex in a car, yes. Have I had sex in a moving car? No, I would be, I've heard so many horror stories. Oh, God. I'm hyperventilating. Get me a bag. All right. Hold on for us, here. Patrick, okay?
Okay.
I said bag. All right. I'm so surprised he's not so more pissed than he is. I'd be mad just in my regular car.
I mean, I guess he's a pretty cool dude. Patrick there is pretty cool. Just, I mean, you know, I guess it's been a few weeks now, and you kind of cool off about it because the car's okay, nothing bad happened, and you got this video of your dumbass buddy doing sex stuff in your car. See, you messed with him too. You got ammunition for years.
We should get
ammunition for the rest of his life.
We should tell him to kind of joke that he's going to release it onto his Smoking the Bandit OnlyFans.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's a 80s comedy porn.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Be best.
All right, he's going to call his friend next and let him know that he knows all that happened. We're all going to listen to it and share some stories. It's the Rise Guys. Good morning, everybody.
The radio.com app makes your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere.
The Rise Guys rock.
On the radio.com app.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
Now 3.3 The Planet.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 7:33. What a great text. I'm so glad you guys aren't going to do what most radio shows would do. What's your fantasy car to have sex in? That's such a stupid thing. Thanks for not doing that. That's a bad idea. 8-1, we'll have to figure out something else.
Dang it.
Everyone would say DeLorean, of course.
Well, why would you in a car if you could do it outside of a car? It'd be more comfortable and more fun. There's more room outside the car.
Yeah, but if it's the car is hot, she's going to burn her boobs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's go back to Patrick. Patrick, you there?
Hey, yeah.
All right. I was just saying, in that particular way, you know, it's not going to be the guy that gets burned. It's going to be the girl.
Yeah.
That's the way I see it. You ready to do this? You sure that your friend's going to take this in stride and just realize it's just this is just my friend busting my balls live on the radio while by the time it's over with, a million plus people will hear it?
I don't know. I mean, he may take it seriously at first.
If they all have all both ears, that's 2 million ears that will hear this. Give or take the people up in Mills River. All right. We're going to dial the number right now. When he answers, okay. He's your boy. Just talk to him as though you would. But don't let the small talk get too, you know, far gone. And just get to the point. And then once you tell him everything, we'll jump on and let him know it's okay. All right?
All right. All right, cool.
And I can make him feel better and tell him I got a reach around one time in Jay Leno's garage. I sure did. All the cars were gone, but I was in the garage. All right, hold on. Fat Boy's going to dial. Here we go. It's Truth and Consequences.
Hello?
Hey, Jake. What's up, buddy? Patrick.
Oh.
How you doing, man?
Hey, man. Hey, Pat.
What are you doing? You still sleeping? It's past 7:30.
Oh, hello? Damn. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, God, I'm going to be late for work. Oh.
Yeah, man. Hey, I was hoping to talk to you if you have a minute.
Dude, I'm already late. Go for it.
All right, cool. Look, hey, I'm just going to come out and say it, man. I know that you drove my car when you were watching the house.
Dude, what? No, dude, what the hell, man? Like, I absolutely did not drive your car, all right? I fed your cat, and then I dipped, and that was
dude,
it, man. That was everything
look,
I did.
Come on, look. I knew that it had been moved, all right? I know exactly how I park it, and I also know the mileage, too, all right?
Okay, well, I mean, you must be wrong, dude, because, like, I would not touch the Bandit. Like, I know you love that thing way more than you love me, so I don't know why I would ever touch it.
That is true, and you know what? You might as well just come clean before, you know, it gets worse, because, quite frankly, you're a movie star right now. You're about to get a million hits on Pornhub.
Wait, what? What are you talking about?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Dash cam, dumbass. It records inside the car and outside the car.
Yeah, but I unplugged it.
You unplugged the charger. It has a battery too, so it saw everything you did in the car.
Dude, whatever you do, all right, just don't put that online. Like, I will do anything, all right, man. Dude, I'm begging you right now, okay?
Come on, man. Yeah, Jake. I wouldn't do that to you, okay? Mainly because it's illegal, but I don't know. I probably wouldn't even do it if I could get away with it, all right? You're cool.
Okay. Thanks, man. It's nice to know that I'm not going to get arrested. Although it's kind of weird that's the thing that's stopping
you. Well, I said I probably wouldn't do it, okay? Even if I could. Probably. That's the key word, buddy.
Look, Pat, okay? Dude, I'm really sorry, okay? Like, I'm an idiot, okay? I shouldn't have done that. I'm probably mm-hmm. not a very good friend, and I'm sorry. Like, dude, that was wrong, all right?
Yeah, it was wrong, man. And I'm glad to finally hear that you admit that, you know? I mean, you know, the car's all right, okay? That's the good thing. And
good.
You know, hey, I could always blackmail you with the sex tape, right? But I'm not mad about it. I mean, I'm not too mad about it.
Okay, please don't do that. But are you sure, dude? Because, like, I just don't want you to be able to tell me that, like, hey, you know, your belt buckle scratched my fender, and I'm going to kick your ass later. I just want to make sure we're good.
What do you mean, your belt buckle scratched the fender? What are you talking about?
When I pulled over, I mean, I guess you saw that on video too, right? If you watched the video,
How did you do? No, the camera only records when the car's moving.
Well, we didn't do anything. I mean, we were gonna, but Kayla says the hood was hot and it burned her ass, so you know we ended up not. So,
oh, Jesus, dude, come on, man. Is there anything else that I should know? I mean, should I make sure the tailpipe isn't loose?
Dude, no, that's it. Okay, I swear that is it. All right, nothing else. No surprises. Just promise me that you're not mad at me. All right.
All right, cool. I mean, no more surprises, all right? I'm not mad at you, I promise.
Okay, yeah, no more surprises. Like, are you sure? Like, dude, like, let me, like, make this up to you or something, all right? Like, what can I do? Any money or something?
Money? Come on, don't insult me, man. There's nothing else that you can, I don't know, there's nothing. You've done plenty, okay? Believe me, there's nothing else you can do.
Well, what do you mean? Like I haven't done anything, though.
Yeah, you did a lot. And you know what? Let me tell you something. You just admitted all of that on the Rise Guys, and it's pretty damn funny.
Good morning. What's up, Jake?
What?
Jake, we're live on the radio right now. Please don't cuss.
Yeah, you've done a good job so far. I'm surprised.
Dude, really?
Oh, man.
Dude, yeah. That's not even cool, man.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Now they're just taking my car for a joyride and having sex all over it, okay? Ah, so
in it, out of it, all top of it.
But, dude, oh, this is whack, man. This is lame.
What? One of you is a big-time stoner. I can tell. I can just.
I hung up.
Who hung up? Wake and Bake?
Yeah. Jake's gone.
Yeah, the dude who said it's whack.
Oh, Jake hung up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said it's whack, and then he dipped.
Man, can I do a brutally honest personality review? Good. Boy, what a goober he is.
He's funny, though.
Like, oh, man, is there any, like, I don't know. You could kick his ass in a fight is the way I feel. I feel like he was almost offering you money in lieu of,
he
like.
He did.
I thought he was
going
to offer to wash the car once a month for a year or something.
What can I do to make this up to you? It's like, oh, my gosh, what are you offering? I just saw on video what she did for you. Is he a big, does he indulge in sticky icky? It sounds like he does.
Okay. I mean, of course he does.
Why of course? I mean, good God.
2020, most people do.
Well, that's not true.
Yeah.
Paige, put that away.
Well, he offered money, which I thought was pretty funny. I was like, that's an insult, man. Don't even talk to me about that.
Yeah.
I can't believe he hung up, though. That's the crazy thing. I thought he was going to at least, like, stay in line for a little bit.
Yeah.
He realized he's late for work or whatever.
Late for work. I almost want to ask what he does for a living. He's probably the guy at the buffet bar. It gives you the small portion, right, Fat Boy? That's what he does. All right. Not that
I guess now I feel bad putting his name on the radio, but.
Look, nobody's paying attention. You said Jake. Nobody's even got a.
Yeah.
Man, how many people? There's tons of people named Jake.
Yeah, lots of Jakes.
Yeah. Guy at State Farm, all those.
Jacobs.
Yeah. I wonder if his khakis were in the floorboard of the Bandit. Who knows? All right. Pat, I believe it is now. He shortened it.
Yeah. Patrick, yeah. You call me Pat.
I feel as though I agree with this text message. It almost sounds like this guy just did this to showboat that he has a Bandit and will probably be trying to sell it soon.
Neighbor clean.
Oh, that's funny.
And then
that's
here's funny. Another one that says somebody in the Gaffney area has a pickup truck, an 18-wheeler truck that is painted to look like the actual one from Smokey and the Bandit.
What, the trailer? Got the trailer?
I guess with the horses and the stampede and the wagon and everything.
There's definitely been sex in that one.
I would love to
have orgy in there.
Do that. Yeah. All right, Patrick, thank you so much. And don't listen to the rest of the broadcast, okay? All right.
Staticky.
Thank you. Be careful.
Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you more.
I bet you people listen to us talk and say, oh, what? They're a bunch of dorks and all this stuff.
Why? Because that guy said whack?
No, I'm talking about us. They listen to us.
Oh, and, yeah.
But well, when I listen to them, I'm like, it's like two white Carltons are sitting there arguing with each other.
Oh, yeah.
Tying their sweaters together.
You son of a gun, you. I can't believe you had sex in my car.
You can see them walking around carrying croquet mallets with sweaters tied around their shoulders.
All right.
He said the hood was going to burn her ass.
I swear, my hands.
It'll be hot if you've been driving.
Both hands to God. I was like, if you do it in a car, that's one thing. To do it on a car, the weather has to be the perfect temperament, or you lay down some kind of pallet.
Well, you've been riding. Pallet. I mean, you've been driving the car. You know, it gets hot and the hood gets warm. Yeah.
Yeah, and then when he said the part about it having a loose tailpipe, I didn't know if he was talking about the woman or the car. Uh-oh. I was all confused.
He would be concerned about the car more so than the other guy's wife, probably.
Yeah.
He would.
God bless, I hope anyway. Man. Unless they're going to have another TNC with those same two guys. Going the other way?
Yeah.
They go both.
Oh, man.
Oh, you got him back by having sex in his festive or whatever he's got?
Yeah.
What's he having? Oh, we don't know. He has a Ranger.
We don't know what Jake drives.
Yeah. All right.
Wow.
Man, that was...
Something else.
Yeah. This.
Oh, man.
I don't know. It is what it is.
I mean, he would have done the same thing.
I was just expecting, like... You know, and they're like, look, I was pissed for a second.
That's so
But
whack.
Now it's okay. You put a towel down.
I know where you put that gear shifter.
You didn't get any boo juice on the seat.
Yeah, I mean, if you found out that happened, it was no harm, no foul, and you're in possession of a sex tape. Let's say that me or Fatboy did that to you, and you find out it happens.
It's both of us.
The car's fine. Everything's fine. Put a towel down in the seat first. And you have this dash cam video that we don't know exists. You'd have a lot of fun with that.
It was us.
You might be mad until you realize you have this on video and he don't know it.
But the two of you were to get you and February together in my car?
Yeah. Taking turns.
Yeah, oh, about 5:45 this morning.
Oh, man.
Scissoring the whole thing.
Yep.
That's why I was late.
Yeah.
All right.
Busting balls, literally.
You might want to get that suspension checked out, too.
I got a squatter now, and I didn't mean to.
I believe your shocks is busted, sir.
Oh, man. 1-800-774-0093.
Still look like Forbidden Caverns when you drive home.
We can't do a whole slew of calls making fun of that. We'll end that right there, of you know, the way they handled it. I just expect a person that has a Smoking the Bandit car to just be like, I expected that he would call us on the way there to drag him out and whoop his ass.
Yeah.
Just he shouldn't have it, is what I'm saying. He doesn't have the right attitude for
what,
it.
What, you have to be willing to beat people over
you? You got to live that lifestyle. It's like we say with weekend warriors, corporate by day and Harley riders on the weekend. Nuh-uh.
Well, you don't have to be a cliche if you don't want to be.
You don't have to leave your keys around either.
That's the other thing. I'm surprised that guy just left them hanging there.
But you go out of town, you got to take all the keys with you? You're not taking that car. Why don't you take those keys?
You can put them somewhere.
Maybe you don't have a safe.
He's going to have a General Lee next. Look at this.
This is how people learn to buy safes. They were like, man, I need a safe.
Good Lord. I don't believe this text. I want 69 in the crashed airplane from Lost. Bull crap. I don't believe that.
Everybody was dead. Spoiler
alert.
1-800-774-0093. Your phone calls. We'll talk about car sex and other things right after this. Good morning.
The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 7:51. I'm somewhat amazed by the we have to do a segment at one point about sex on motorized vehicles because we're seeing ATVs too. If this story is true about a moped, God.
Yeah, moped would be difficult.
That's one I believe. And not that I don't believe the four-wheelers and the ATVs, but a moped, generally speaking, if it's not one of those Zapatas, what they're called? What are the expensive
Vespas?
What is it? Zapata? I don't know. A Vimana.
Probably somebody's last name.
You're kind of that's kind of a cultured thing. But if you're driving just a good old American-made moped,
a Thomas,
you like drinking and driving.
That's
there.
Some balance, though. You have to give it to them.
Really?
I mean, my gosh.
You have to. Let's go to Billy. Hey, Billy.
Hello,
Bill.
What's up, Billy?
Hey, Bill.
What's going on?
How you, sir?
Doing well. How are you?
Doing good. Are you having sex in a motorized vehicle right now?
No.
Okay. That's why I don't go down the swamp rabbit in a trail anymore. They won't let me take my motorized vehicle down the trail. It says here that you have a question about email. What would that be?
Well, what if the guy that has the video emails the female companion?
That'd be kind of messed up, I think.
Well, I think that it would.
If he plays the cards right, he could get the scratch on the car fixed.
I was unclear if there actually is a scratch or not. I think the guy's like, oh, are you going to tell me my belt buckle scratched the car? Like, I don't know if there is. There might be.
So, same thing. I heard that, and I thought that that's why he was scared and nervous about it, because he had scratched it. And then, dude, Pat was going to walk outside and see it and then lose his ass.
Oh, I imagine when he realized that car had been moved, he looked at every inch of it.
Oh, I imagine so.
Probably underneath, too.
That's the guy, Billy. Billy, wouldn't you agree that guy was so into that car, he probably stands out in the garage and manipulates himself while looking at it?
Well, that's possible.
That's crazy talk. Billy, be safe out there, okay?
Thanks, Billy.
Yes, sir. Y'all have a good day.
Thanks, man. You have a great day.
Thanks, only because
Billy.
You said to, Billy.
You have a better day.
Was that Billy Rifkin that just called in?
No, it was not Blank Face.
It was not Blank Face.
No, that was better Billy.
Yeah, I'll be dead blame.
It was Billy Martin.
The paralyzed golfer?
No, from the Yankees.
Oh, guy. God, I ain't even going to read that text. I'm not going to read that. How long before you guys get a trucker call in?
Oh, goodness.
Well, lot lizards. I mean, what do you think they're doing? They're doing it in the truck.
Yeah, but they spelled dash cam wrong. Oh, I think they did.
No,
I think they were making a double entendre joke.
Was it from Fat Boy's phone? Because if it was his number, they spelled it right.
I got blocked.
Hey, okay, just real quick. Has anybody in the room ever made love or had any kind of sexual activity in a moving vehicle? Moving meaning in drive.
No.
Mm-mm. No.
Not with another person.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God.
I just saw a hand come up.
Oh, yeah.
Where'd the other one go?
Mark Hendricks is in the studio. No, Paige?
Yeah.
What is your story?
Hey, I had a husband. He had needs. So.
That's the story. You said he had knees.
Knees.
Okay. I thought she said knees for a second, too.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was it in a fire truck?
No, I always wanted to do it in a fire
truck. Was it in a Ford Explorer?
Perhaps.
Okay.
You have mentioned in the past that you would sometimes put on the fire suit. He would put on the fire suit.
Yeah,
you'd role play.
That is so cumbersome and hard to maneuver. That wouldn't work.
Did he ever have you dress as a cat and go hide up in the tree? He would come save you and
Never.
Then make love to you.
Could we say you used the jaws of life on him in the Ford Explorer?
Did he ever have you pose as the dealer in the poker game?
Never. Never.
Paige, I want you to pretend to be a customer at the chili cook-off. And come up. See, that chili was so good.
He's not a deviant, you know.
Yes. All right. Well, Paige, what are you working on the plex?
All right. So 4 days and counting. We're going to find out what everybody's going to be doing on Halloween next in your Rise Guys house.
Oh, man. What is everybody going to be doing?
I don't know.
You know what? Gosh. It's going to come down to just like the election. You're either going to do it all in or you're going to just turn the light off and close the door.
Yeah,
that's what it's going to be.
All or nothing, man, depending on who you are.
Yeah. All right. Who you are is a P1. You listen to the Rise Guys. We'll be back right after this. Morning, everyone.
Outrageous Morning Radio with the Rise Guys.
They talk about things most other stations won't talk about and things that I often think about but don't say out loud.
On 93.3 The Planet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.